Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. On the show with me today, not on the phone, but in studio, I have a dear friend here, Angelo Bannister. Welcome to the Q&A show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited for this one.
Well, it's great to have you here, Angelo. Great to have you in studio. It's always more fun. I enjoy calling people and doing the call-ins and connecting with people through the phone, but it's just more fun just to have somebody in the studio. Yeah. So, great to have you here, and I want to do this before we jump into, of course, it's Q&A with Koloff. That means you get to ask me the questions, but before we do that, I want our listeners to know who Angelo Bannister is, so just give us a little backdrop on your story.
Sure, yeah, so to keep it as brief as I can, so my name is Angelo, like you said. I ended up here in the beautiful North Carolina from all the way from the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas. And you might be wondering how and why did I end up here in the Bahamas? And it has been since 2008 since I've been here as well. But I came here with aspirations to play baseball, which I was fortunate enough to go all the way to college and play baseball. My history, my story is ever since I was a little boy on the islands of the Bahamas, baseball was one of my loves. And, so I ended up going to a high school here because I figured out that might be the best opportunity I can get to be able to be seen by scouts. And then after playing 3 years in high school, I ended up getting a few offers from colleges. One of my offers was all the way in Mississippi, and I think if I took that offer, it's funny because it was probably the best offer I had, and I believe there was something deep down in me saying this isn't the one for me, and I think if I took that offer, my whole life would have been different. I mean, I'm married to Jessica Bannister. She's a beautiful lady from this area, actually born in Hawaii, but her family has a lot of roots here. Her family are the Birchfields in Concord, North Carolina, and they have a gym that's called the Sports Center, which is a 60,000 square foot facility with tons of amenities, pools, CrossFit, saunas, hot tubs, you name it, racquetball, tennis ball.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, right? Really, yeah. Anything, you name it. Actually, we have a salon in there too, hair salon. Not that you need to go to one, but.
Yeah, well, I may have to grow my hair out in order to go to a salon, but so, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of roots there, and I currently run the CrossFit over there, which is another funny story besides wanting to play professional baseball. My other thing that I always wanted to do is own a gym. So fact that the Lord orchestrated that to me in the position that I am today, because I do take ownership in parts of the sports center, it's very special, and it's not nothing that I did. It's just happened.
The Lord leading and guiding and directing your path, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Closed doors that I shouldn't go through and open them that I should go through.
Well, yeah, I mean, to your point, the Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
I would venture to say, yeah, if you'd went to Mississippi, it probably would have turned out quite a bit different.
Oh, I think it would be a whole, sometimes I think about it, I wonder what that would be like, but other times I'm like, I really don't care.
Well, and I get that, Angelo, because like I didn't grow up like you dreamed about being a pro baseball player, playing in the major leagues. I dreamed about playing in the NFL.
Okay.
Playing football.
Yeah.
Right? I never dreamed about being a pro wrestler.
Wow.
But a door of opportunity opened up, and I just took advantage of it. I took a risk and took advantage of it. Of course, the rest, the old cliche goes, the rest is history.
Yeah.
But so you had this love for baseball as a child playing there. I know you had shared with me in the past playing night and day or as often as you could there in the islands of the Bahamas.
All
what
the
was
time.
It like to grow up on the islands? What was that like?
So a lot of people think when you grow up on the island, it is a vacation all the time. And unfortunately, it's not. And also, a lot of people think that in Nassau, it would be a third world country. So some of the things that we have here in the U.S. is kind of foreign to what we grew up with, which is also not really true, because if you've ever been to Nassau, it's very much a I would say, between first and second world country. We have malls. We have some of the fast food restaurant chains you have here. Actually, we have, if you're familiar with the little bird scooters, you can yes. rent in metropolitan yep. cities. Yeah, yep. we have those. So it's not necessarily a third world country. So growing up there, you know, we did do stuff that, you know, you may have not had the opportunity here, like spearfishing. I think I talked about that at one point.
Going out to the beach every day.
Yeah, yeah. Going out to the beach every So it's funny because here now, we like to go to the beach, Myrtle Beach or Wrightsville Beach or something like that.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And I still love, you know, part of me still loves the beach, but my wife
sure.
and my friends, they want to be on the beach by 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm more like, let's wait till 1, you know, we don't have to be there all day.
You grew up in it.
So yeah, exactly. Like, it's like a pool in your backyard. So
right. Still like it, but, you know.
A little bit of it. So
hey, let me ask you a question. I'm curious. This just popped up in my spirit. So here's a question for you. So, and I've made a number of trips to the Caribbean,
sure.
right, to the Bahamas. We used to do crusades in the Bahamas,
okay.
did a big crusade in Jamaica. Actually, the largest audience I've ever ministered to or shared my story with was in Jamaica,
Come
over 73,000 in
wow.
Jamaica,
awesome.
An outdoor crusade.
Wow.
But so is this taught growing up for everyone? Like you ask them a question, they say, no problem on the island, man. Is that taught, you know, or
yeah,
what?
I yeah. mean, you know what? I think that is so beyond my time. he's showing his age here. I think that is so beyond.
I guess I am.
No, I think it's I think it is it, people do say that. And I think growing up in the Bahamas, I know that there are people that are Bahamians that say it to tourists just to make the tourists feel
gotcha.
Like they're where they always wanted to be.
That
so,
makes more sense
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. In fact, I was just there just 3-4 years ago in Nassau.
Okay.
And Brother Derek had me come in. We did school assemblies. I did radio
awesome.
Shows. I did.
Very cool.
Yeah, I preached some different events there for them, and it was
cool.
awesome. Went over the... Over to the government center, the minister yeah. of the island there.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, had a great time there, and always look forward to going to the Caribbean.
It's great.
And,
it's a yeah. great place. Yeah.
So you come to America, and by the way, you made reference to the Birchfield family, who, you know, I've loved that family for years and years and years. Bruce Birchfield, and I, you know, he's been like an accountability partner over the years. Now I call him a battle buddy.
Oh, okay.
He's been like a battle buddy of mine over the years. And we go way, way, way back to when they came back from YWAM from which for those listening out there, if you're wondering why Jessica was born in Hawaii, that was where the YWAM Youth with a Mission base was in Hawaii. And her older brothers were born overseas in India, I think. And
fun fact about YWAM, I believe one of their first locations was the Bahamas.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
So. Okay, it is. And what an amazing organization that is. If you're not familiar with YWAM, go look that up. And thousands and thousands of kids have been impacted, mm-hmm. and the world's been impacted by YWAM.
Yeah.
But So love the Birchfield family, the sports center, been there many times. And of course, so are you a hard-nosed trainer, Angelo?
So, what? Yeah, so the kind of trainer I am, huh? Yeah, I like to, I enjoy seeing people suffer. No, that's not.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, if I ever came to one of your CrossFits, how much am I going to suffer? But
so I try to read clients. I try to figure out what they would respond to well. And I think that makes a trainer really, really good. Because some clients may not respond to the yelling at them, and if that's you, then I won't do that. But if you do respond to that way, then I'm going to let out the horse, you know. So
that's an interesting expression.
Yeah.
So and do you have clients of all ages?
I do. What so do they range? I have clients as young as my youngest right now is 18, and I have over 20 clients, personal training clients. But my youngest is 18. And my oldest is 76.
Wow.
Yeah, 76. So
you got quite a variety, age range.
Yeah, there. And the lady that I train that's 76, she's from the mountains of Tennessee. So I enjoy training her because I get to sit there and talk to her about the difference that things are today. You know, because you can imagine what it was like with the turmoil between African Americans and Caucasians back in the day, so it's pretty cool.
And get a mountain experience.
She had no electricity up there or anything like that. So it's pretty different.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Probably no indoor plumbing. If she didn't have electricity, probably didn't have indoor
plumbing either. Probably not. Yeah, I didn't ask that, but I would assume,
I would imagine, yeah. The mountains of Tennessee, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So your family, Jessica, you've got three beautiful children.
Thank you. Yeah, I do. I have a six-year-old. She's very, very sweet. A four-year-old who is pretty much my personality wrapped in one, and then a one-year-old that has me wrapped around her fingers.
So, go figure.
Yeah. So three girls.
And what are their names?
So LMA is the oldest. Reese is the middle child, and then Arrow is the youngest, the one-year-old. And hopefully in the future we can have one that's going to take my name.
Right.
But who knows?
All in God's plan.
I've been consistent so far though.
I get it. I raised four girls. I get that. And no regrets, not having a boy and
not at all.
And or not raising.
Not
a boy,
at all.
You know? So, and of course your bride, Jessica, is dear friends with one of my daughters, Kendra.
Yeah.
And, actually, Kendra Colby have both spent lots and lots. All my daughters spent time with the Birchfield family, and they're all kind of almost kind of different parallel ages.
So
we've spent a lot of time together. But hey, we could talk quite a bit. Well, let me ask before we flip the switch here. So, if people want to get more information on the sports center, how would they do that?
The easiest thing to do is to just go on Google and type in Sports Center NC. Or you can just search the webpage, sportscenternc.com.
Sportscenternc.com.
Sportscenternc.com, yep.
Well, this is the Q&A show, Questions and Answers with Koloff. And so let's flip it around here and give you the chance to ask me a few questions. And so Fire away. What's your first question, All right. Angelo?
Well, you know what? I think I'll start easy and then
maybe we can get harder as we go.
But
man,
I guess
personal trainer.
My first question is, would you go back into wrestling with the uniform you wrestled in?
That's a short answer. No. People ask me all the time, hey, are you going to come on? You're going to be like everybody else and do a one off or whatever, you know? And I mean, Sting, who is 11 days younger than me, is still jumping off of railings.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, what are you thinking? I'm praying more intensely for you now, Stinger. Hey, if you're listening out there, Sting, I'm praying for you, buddy.
That's awesome.
I've realized at my age, it's more fun to go to Comic-Cons and Legends autograph signings and meet all the fans and hear all of their stories versus me getting in the ring. Now, I will say for the record, because I work with a couple guys, I've christened them Alexander Koloff and Neil Koloff. They're like my adopted nephews, right? That's kind of part of the story. Occasionally, I'll show up at a show with them, and you may see. Now, my finishing move is called the Russian Sickle.
Okay.
You might just see, for posterity's sake, a Russian Sickle. What's funny about that is all the guys who are in wrestling now who grew up watching me, every one of them standing in line to take one of those sickles from me.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Like, for real. Wow, I'm like, really? I'm like,
yeah.
So every now and then in a special situation.
Wow.
But that's the extent of it. I have no desire to get back to the ring. And I'm one of the few, maybe the only one, who's actually retired and actually stayed retired.
Wow.
So,
go figure.
I think Hogan's had like 7 retirement matches or something. Flair's had about 20.
You and Hogan and Flair, you guys obviously knew each other personally and stuff
We did. You know, obviously in the same, I mean, I probably had 200 matches against Flair, in the ring. And Hogan, he came over to WCW after I had already retired.
Okay.
We actually went head-to-head when he was with WWF. I was with NWA/WCW. But our paths would cross, so we knew each other on a personal level.
Wow, go figure. Yep. Cool. That's awesome. So I guess my second question, as we ramp up a little bit, would be, what is there a moment that you can remember that you've had a major parenting fail, or even if it's just something you can laugh at today? You know, for example, the other day, my oldest was doing something that she should not have been doing, so. It required me to kind of get a pulse on it. So I sent her to her room, and then she started to kind of ramp up in her room, where she's starting to get a little louder and start banging on the door and all that stuff. So then I bust in there and I'm like, you better stop right now before you get in trouble. And she obviously looked at me, and my daughter said, she looked at me and said, you're breaking my heart.
Oh, she pulled out the
I know, the I know. 6-year-old. So then you're like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to mess her up. I'm going to mess her up as a parent. But is there a time that you can remember that it was a parenting fail for you?
Man, that's a really great question. And we could probably do an entire show just on that topic alone of parenting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because there's no book out there on it. Yeah. I mean, you become a parent, and then it's trial and error along the way, absolutely, right? And I think what's the funniest thing is, from the oldest down to the youngest, you know, you always hear the oldest complain that the youngest got away with so much. Mm-hmm. But as a parent, you realize and how strict you are with the oldest, right? And things you learn that did and didn't work. You seem to loosen up as they come along, and so it does appear as though the younger one gets a quote away with more. But essentially, you attribute it to things you learned along the way of what to do and not to do. And so, I guess I look back and say I was super strict with our oldest, with Taryn, and much less strict with Colby. And as I grew as a person. And I grew as a parent. I saw where I could, if you want to say, loosen the reins and just not be as strict with Colby as I was with Taryn. And to Colby's benefit, but not to Taryn's, right? Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you do what you feel is best for your child.
Yeah.
in making that decision. And I've had those conversations with all of them. Look, you know, some of the decisions I made over the years, looking back, yeah, I was probably too strict on mm-hmm. and some of the discipline mm-hmm. as you're dealing with right now. And I like to think, though, that I learned through trial and error over the years. And so no any one answer on that.
Yeah.
But for me, I kind of generalized in the answer that way, if that's,
yeah,
that's
no, that's
helpful.
That is helpful. That's good. Yeah. And I think what I'm realizing having three kids is obviously the 1-year-old doesn't require a lot of discipline.
Right.
But, you know, the other two, what works for one may and probably not work for the other one. So I'm having to realize
and that's,
that.
And that's a good point, too. Let me, I'll interject this real quick, too. I'm just thinking, so my daughter Kendra just recently had their second child.
Yeah.
So their oldest child, you know, is 3. I hope I got my math right here. I've got 10 grandchildren
okay.
now. So trying to get all their birth dates and all
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh.
But so she asked for prayer recently because Monroe is used to just having mom.
Yeah.
And now there's another child in the picture, a little sister.
Yeah.
And it seems like Monroe is maybe having some challenges mm-hmm. adjusting to not being the only child
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I can see that.
And so Kendra and Brandon are saying, hey, pray that God gives us wisdom on how to navigate that, how to, you know, with Monroe.
Yeah.
And help her understand
that. Because at that age, it's so hard for them to communicate that, how she truly feels.
It is. And, you know, especially with a 3-year-old, but and a child who's been used to being the only child. Yeah. And now she's got to split time with mama and, mm-hmm. and daddy and all that.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, no, it's all trial and error, my
right,
brother,
right,
really,
yeah.
but.
Well, another question I have for you is tell me about when you got saved.
Okay. So I'd say the elevator version on that is that, so growing up in Minnesota, where
okay,
I grew up.
I did not know that.
You didn't?
No,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm a Minnesota guy, not Russia. I'm not from Russia, Angelo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not from Russia. Grew up in Minnesota, but we didn't really grow up in church. You know, I was the youngest of 4, raised by a single mom, starting in the projects, the ghettos of Minneapolis, later to move out to the suburbs, but never attended church, really. Maybe a handful of times at Christmas or Easter, a couple of the special occasions, right? God called, I think we were CEOs, Christmas and Easter only, right? And then, of course, through my wrestling days, I mean, God, Jesus, that wasn't on the forefront of my thoughts. I mean, my wrestling career, my success was, and it wouldn't be till after I left wrestling, you know, I turned 34, had met a Christian couple through business ventures, invited me to their church, and in October of 1993, you know, which is where I actually met the Birchfields.
Okay.
At this church, at First Assembly Church in Concord, North Carolina. But it was at that church, very first service I ever walked into, that I had really what I call an aha moment. And by that meaning, I was successful. I was a world champion in wrestling. I traveled all over the world, experienced life like not many people do.
Right.
And yet something was still missing.
Yeah.
I couldn't put my finger on it. But that day when an invitation was given, hey, if you're here and you've never surrendered your heart and your life to Jesus, we want to give you that opportunity.
Oh.
And it was like, man, I've never done that.
Yeah.
And so it's just a stirring in my heart and led by the Holy Spirit down to that altar on my knees, surrendered my life, and life's just never been the same since. 1993.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
11 months after I left wrestling.
Well, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So tell me about this man up, this man camp. How did this start? How did this become an idea?
So Lex Luger and I, a wrestling peer, He and I, in fact, he at our last man camp, he made drove home a very vivid point of his first major title was when he beat a guy in a cage in Greensboro, North Carolina, named Nikita Koloff. He made sure all the guys knew who he beat.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
For the U.S. Heavyweight Championship. And so we were peers in the wrestling industry, We got reconnected in Phoenix, Arizona at an athletes conference in 2006, almost to the day, 2 months after he got saved.
Okay.
Gave his life to the Lord.
Wow.
After a series of drug and alcohol battles that he had in and out of jail.
Yeah.
Now, all the fans saw was the glamour and the glitz on television from the, as he was known, the total package Lex Luger. Behind the scenes, his life was a train wreck and falling apart. In fact, eventually his marriage fell apart, his whole family and all that. We were reconnected, reunited, and then we created an instant bond now with the common thread of Jesus in both of our lives. And we did a lot of ministry together, speaking at churches and doing things at schools and all that. In 2015, he came and lived with me for 10 months.
Okay.
And it was during that time that was birthed the Man Up Conference. It's a one-day conference that we do in local churches around the country. And that feeds into, it's like an appetizer into the entree, which is the Man Camp, which is a five-day catalyst. We do it in North Georgia, a little town called Royston. And the goal, the vision God gave us was to take our experience, him and I, with being bodybuilders, professional athletes, lovers of Jesus, and combine all that together and teach and train men who come in, teach and train, no matter how healthy, you appreciate this.
Yeah.
You work in a health industry.
Right.
No matter how healthy they are right now, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, our goal is for them to come into camp and teach and train them, equip them, and empower them, and then deploy them back home to be even better than they already are, godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers.
Yeah.
And to put some, if you want to say, some tools in their tool belt or tools in their toolbox, that can help them walk that out. Like even your question about parenting, you know, especially married guys, a lot of married guys come. And guys come from all different backgrounds.
Sure.
From 18 up. The oldest one's been 73.
Wow, come on.
A retired pastor of 50 years.
Wow.
And so men of all walks of life come, and we hear wonderful, wonderful stories upon them returning home. One last thought. Last fall, we had a guy named Rick Pinion who came.
Okay.
He came at 248 pounds.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the first annual Morningstar Men's Conference, August 25th to the 27th. Our theme, Man Up, It's Time. We have a phenomenal lineup of speakers, including NBA All-Star Al Wood, WWE Superstar Lex Luger, David and Jason Benham, the Benham Brothers, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton, Chris Reed, Dr. Rick Joyner, of course, yours truly. Get registered early. You do not want to miss this event. Go to mstarevents.com.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
He was inspired by what Lex taught on the body and what the Bible has to say about the body.
Yeah.
And he recently sent me a picture as he is now 171 pounds from 248 to 171. I really didn't even recognize
him. Incredible.
But what inspired him was the camp and what Lex taught him at the camp about the temple, the body, and the obligation, the mandate that God puts on us taking care of it.
So, wow, no, you're right,
So that's the camp. So,
awesome.
And it's, if you're listening out there, go to mancamp.info or koloff.net to find out more about the Man Camp. So,
I have one last question, and I think this one will be easy for you.
Okay.
Would you choose having $1 million or having to stop at a red light for the rest of your life? Every red light.
Oh!
So $1 million, never stop at a red light, or you have to stop at a red light, every red light.
I'll take the $1 million because I'm still a lawbreaker right now. Although I'm better. I am. I'm more cautious. I rarely run a red light. Rarely.
Run. Okay.
I stretch it on the yellow. In fact, I have a friends in the car with me sometimes. I go, I think that was red. I go, it was yellow.
Yeah.
It was turning red.
If you get in the intersection by the time it's yellow, you're good.
Technically, yeah. You're supposed to clear the intersection on the yellow. So, yeah. Wow, that's a random question.
I've never been asked before.
What prompted you to have fun with that?
We had this running debate in one of our CrossFit classes. There's a handful of people that said they will stop at red lights for the rest of their lives. And there's a handful that said they'll take the $1 million. I personally said, you know what, I'll take the $1 million and maybe try and buy a helicopter to fly past the red lights.
I've become more and more conscious of that, and especially when I'm at a red light, not to just jet out into the intersection
You're right.
Because of how many people actually do now run a red light.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm trying to be more conscious of that myself.
Very cool.
Great question. Man, great having you on the show today,
Absolutely.
Angelo.
Thank you.
Angelo Bannister, SportsCenter. NC.com. Go check it out and tune in for another episode of Q&A with Koloff. And I'll look forward to bringing you another great show. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.